Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. Episode 21 from May 8th, 2007. Tumblr and Jaipu. Net at Night is recorded before a live audience on TalkShoe.com.
Don't know why I can't sleep. 3 a.m., 43 degrees. TV's on, watching tech TV. Another blue screen of death. Got your email address from the hyperlink on your MySpace. Ask for a Gmail invite, and you reply the next day. How are you? How's it going? Everybody says hello. Call for help. Yeah, we miss you. You're so popular, you know. Everybody wants to be with Amber. Everybody wants to be like her. Everybody surfing in Toronto.
It's 1600 in California. I am Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Canada.
Where it is 1900 and it is 2300 Greenwich Mean Time, and we are ready. We are ready for a big, fat Net at Night.
I know. We have a lot of stuff going on. You started it off with the Amber song from last week. And very embarrassing, Leo. Now that I'm on Ustream, you can see me blushing.
I don't know if we're going to be able to continue Ustream with you because it's hurting your audio. We'll see if it gets better. If it doesn't, we're going to have to kill Ustream.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to say, because everybody wants to see Amber, not merely click on her. Although with Ustream, you can't click on her head. If you want to watch the video as we do the show, we're really playing with the live nature of the show. Now, I know a lot of you, probably most of you, listen to this podcast on Tuesday in the high quality version. But we do it live Sunday evenings, and we do it live via TalkShoe.com. So that you can participate live by calling in. We do it live now also on video at ustream.tv. Now, you can see this Ustream at Twit, at twit.tv/live. And you can watch my stream. And if Amber can keep her quality up, her stream.
Yes. Leo, actually, I have a question for you about Ustream. When you're using Ustream and you click on the record button, is it recording it just to save it on the site so that
I think
people
so.
Can watch it at a later time?
It never worked for me. So
okay, gotcha.
I don't know what it does. yeah, but in theory, I guess you would. It would make a TV show, and that would be cool because that's what we do on TalkShoe too. And I want to, I had a great meeting with Brian Schuliger of TalkShoe. He flew all the way out here from Pittsburgh, and we had lunch on Wednesday. Or Tuesday, I guess it was.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was nice of him. And one of the things we talked about was the fact that TalkShoe is also making a recording of the pre-show and the live behind the scenes. It's a little different from what you'll hear in the final version. The quality is phone quality because that's TalkShoe is working over a phone bridge. But also it's unedited. So sometimes you'll hear stuff that you won't hear on the main, on the big podcast, the big show. So if you want to participate, you can live, you can visit TalkShoe.com and join our chat room. If you want to watch live, you can watch Ustream.tv. And if you want to hear the, kind of raw version of the show, that's also on TalkShoe.com. And then, of course, Twit.tv for the final version. So there's a lot of different ways you can participate.
Wow. what I wonder is what's next? We've gotten Net at Night to this point where we're doing it live. What's next, do you think? What's our next challenge that we're going to try?
I don't know. I mean, you never know till it comes along. I'm still not convinced that Ustream is going to work, but we'll see. It's working for me, but what I found was you have to really put it on a fast computer. And
yeah.
It was on the laptop. It was on a MacBook Pro, and it still wasn't. Oh, I guess it was on a MacBook. Well, not MacBook Pro. It still wasn't good enough, so mm-hmm. I put it on the Mac Pro. And it does. It all four processors are about 25% right now. So it really is using that capacity. And then I'm also, And then there's also the bandwidth issue. And that's what I'm a little worried about with you, because we've always had a little bit of a bandwidth issue with you. So it may not be that you can do both, which is too
Unless
bad because
I
know
to Florida.
People. Yeah, it worked fine in Florida.
I know.
It's just this crappy connection Rogers gives you.
I know. It stinks. I have to admit it. It's not so good. But we'll figure something out, hopefully.
I think you're going to have to. I hate to say it. I think you're going to have to close the Ustream.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Let's see if it gets better. If it doesn't, then we'll figure something out. And, you know, I keep saying I'm going to get you an ISDN line, and I guess this is going to be this will finally put me over the top. I'm avoiding it because, and before we go any further, I just want to tell you who the guests are of the show. Oh, we got a great show.
I know.
David Karp from Tumblr.com is going to join us, which I think is kind of the next Blogger.com. Just an amazing platform. And it gets better every day, and it's really looking good. And then also the folks from Jaiku. And you said today,
really
you said this week,
that.
You said this week is almost as good as bittersweet chocolate or dark chocolate, which from you is like...
I did say that, didn't I? I think that was late last night at some point. But yeah, it's very cool. You know, the more I've been playing with Jaiku, the better it's been. Leo, so how's my Skype right now? Because I can
it's
I can
not
get
any
on
better.
Ustream.
I'm going to hang up. Are you still on Ustream?
I'm going to get off it right now.
Yeah, you got to get off it. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I know everybody's going to be very disappointed. They all want to see you. And I know it's not me they're tuning in for. But I'm afraid we can't do both. I'm sorry.
It might be a little bit better now, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it gets better. If it doesn't, I might have to get you to restart Skype. But, you know, that's not the first time we've done that. Let's get through your links quickly because we got some big, big, really big guests, starting with Bubble Guru. What is this?
This is kind of neat, and I know that you were annoyed with it when you first clicked on the link, and I would warn people before they go to bubbleguru.com to make sure that, you know, they're prepared to be listening to audio. What it allows you to do is to essentially go there. If you have a webcam attached to your computer, you can go and record a video message that you can put directly on your site. And so that means when someone comes to your website, they can see this little video message from you, and it pops up in a little round bubble that makes that like...
Well, let me refresh the site because I stopped the bubble, but I'll bring it back now. Hey, are you hearing yourself back?
No.
You're not hearing echo?
Nope.
Interesting. You should be, but I don't know why you're not, so I'm not going to question it. Ours is not to question why. All right, restarting the site, bubbleguru.com. Let's see the bubble. Here he comes. I said, here he comes. Come on, bubble guy. Oh, no. I'm sorry, I pressed the wrong button. I said, I record something. Come on, bubble guy. I guess because I stopped him, he's kind of shy now.
You know, you actually yelled at him, Leo.
I did. I should never have yelled at Bubble Guy.
Before the show,
welcome to Bubble Guru.
Hi.
Have you ever wanted a simple way to speak directly to your website visitors?
I'm sorry, I can't take this guy seriously.
Well, now you can. Quick and easy.
He looks
Bubble
like
Guru
Shaggy.
Offer the perfect solution
from
for
Scooby
getting
Doo.
Important
like
information in front of your website visitors. They are fun to experience and let you get your message across in a clear and direct manner. Best of all, they don't take up any additional web page space. They simply hover above all your web page content.
Oh, I like popping him, though.
I know. I like popping him, too. Anyway, it's not that, you know, some of these things that we talk about, we test out, aren't necessarily the best tools in the world, but it's interesting to see some people kind of push the boundaries a little bit.
Will you put this on your site, you think?
You know, I might do it. I think it'd be fun. I don't like his presentation in it. It's so corporate, and I wish they didn't make it like that.
It should be hipper.
Because it kind of...
Yeah,
it should be a little hipper, a little more casual. It just seems like a bad infomercial. But when you actually look at the tool itself and you want to add a video message to your website, I think it works pretty well.
I might try
it. Cool.
I might try that. I mean, you and I both have, you know, the capability to do video. So we could put that. It'd be great to when you go to Twit or Leoville or the radio show site where you get a little thing that says, hi, you know, let me explain what's going on here.
I think it'd be cool. And, you know, remember on the twit.tv site when we decided to add the button? So when people are like, what is this site?
This could be
you
for
know, the it's
the
type of thing. Yeah, it could be fun. You can actually decide where you want to place it on the page. And it allows people to get a sense of, you know, your site is really a lot about your personality and the other personalities on the website.
Right.
And so to be able to quickly do this little bubble thing, I don't know, it's fun. Or, you know, who knows if it's a special occasion, maybe you want to put something up there and just have fun with it. It's just so easy. And that's what I love about it is it's so easy if you have a webcam to go to Bubble Guru and to do something really simple, really fast, and it's completely free. So I think people would like to just try it out. It doesn't take a lot. It only takes a few minutes to actually set it up.
Let's real quickly go to the Code Monkey because while I'm playing the Code Monkey, I want you to restart your Skype, if you will.
No problem.
So this is a video somebody made to the Jonathan Colton song?
It sure is. It's on YouTube. It's the Code Monkey video. It's been out for a few months, but I haven't seen it until today. And we love Code Monkey, so it's nice to see the video. I'm going to restart Skype, and you can play it for
okay.
a
you know, I always enjoy looking at these sites because these YouTube videos, because the comments are so mean. You know, no matter what you do, somebody's going to be mean to you. I wish you could see this. I'll play a little bit of it. I wish you could see it because it's
Code Monkey get up.
It's actually he's
coffee.
Acting it out.
Code Monkey go to job.
And he's got the Cheez-Its.
Code Monkey have boring meeting.
It's pretty funny.
With boring manager Rob.
I just love this song.
Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think.
I can just listen to this song over and over. Now, so a little thought bubbles coming up. With the Code Monkey. And he's it's fun, he's acting it out. It's kind of bad acting, but it's he's drinking Tab and Mountain Dew at the same time. And he has a stuffed red Secret Heart. You know, I guess if you really didn't understand the lyrics, this would be kind of helpful. Kind of acting it out. Kind of know what it means. Eh. It's on YouTube, Code Monkey. We're going to wait a minute while Amber comes back. I'm sure she will. I hope she hasn't lost her... hope she hasn't lost her connection. That would be very, very bad. I would have to cry. We're also going to show you in a second... I'll let her talk about it. A site called Music Mesh at musicmesh.net if you want to jump ahead in your hymnal and take a look at that. Coming up, David Karp, the guy who, from Davidville, I first became aware of David when he did the site for Frederator, which is Channel Frederator, where there's a great cartoon channel. They do cartoons for Cartoon Network, but they also do a great cartoon podcast. And he's a web designer, and he, I guess, likes Tumblelogs and created an easy-to-use, the easiest ever to use Tumblelog site. I'm going to call Amber. Hey there. Yes, that's much better.
Oh, cool. So how did you like the Code Monkey YouTube video, Leo?
I liked it. I was saying it's good if somebody doesn't understand the lyrics, they can at least see him be acted out. I like his big red fuzzy heart.
I know. I love how they acted out. So I thought that was kind of fun because we're both big fans of that.
It's just an excuse to play the song again and again. I want somebody to do a video to the Amber song so that we can see what that looks like when you click on Amber. Everybody wants to click on her, you know.
You know, I made the mistake of sending the Amber song to my parents.
What'd they say?
It was interesting because they couldn't believe it. They thought it was so well done. And my dad just loves the song, and now he wants it burnt on a CD for Father's Day.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that hilarious? It's so funny. But they really, really liked it. They thought it was good fun. They're like, it's so professional. I can't believe someone did this. And they just, they definitely got a kick out of it, but also liked it at the same time. So it's kind of fun. But Leo, you need your own song. Come on.
No, I don't want one. I like it that you have one. I don't want one. Don't start anything. You can't do it with a guy. You know, they're telling me in the chat room that there is also a Code Monkey World of Warcraft video.
No way.
Yeah. So I guess somebody's done what do they call it? Macanama, where it's World of Warcraft and Code Monkey.
Get up, get coffee.
So it's, I guess the guy's got a monkey character and he's walking through Warcraft.
Code
Look
Monkey
at
him. Boring
this is so funny.
Boring manager Rob.
Oh, how did they do this? These guys
Rob
even named Rob.
Code Monkey, very diligent.
Oh, this is so funny. Oh my gosh. You've got to see it. Code Monkey. I just did a search
to find it.
Videos by Mike Spiff Booth. Spiff World. And it's actually been up since September. So it's,
I always laugh at all these people's names. They're just like handled out of a William Gibson novel.
It's
too funny.
I know. It's so funny. So I told everybody while you were gone that we were going to look at musicmesh.net.
Next. Oh, I really like that. If you remember the site I showed off a while ago, I think it's called Music Plasma or Live Plasma. It allowed you to explore different types of music in a really flash intensive environment. So you could go and you could click on one type of music. Let's say you liked a band like Arcade Fire, and then similar bands would kind of gather around that central band. Now, Music Mesh has kind of taken this a step further. What they allow you to do is the same sort of thing, but it also lists YouTube videos on the side, as well as the Wikipedia entry, Amazon info. So if you find a band that you like, not only are you able to kind of explore other bands, but you have a link right on the bottom right-hand side to the YouTube video that is closely matched to that music. So it's a very, very slick-looking website.
I'm nervous, though, you know, that this is going to be one of those sites that's going to die because of this, you know, internet radio thing.
Oh, you know,
although they're linking to videos, so maybe it's not so bad.
Who knows? You know, it's so funny because after I talked to you and Tim last week, I ended up interviewing Tim again for a story I did last week about Pandora.
Oh,
and every time I talk to him, my heart just breaks in terms of what's happening with Pandora. It's the saddest thing ever.
Well, you know, if you go to, they did get a reprieve, kind of. If you go to savenetradio.org, you'll see the clock has been set back. It's now 69 days because the copyright board has decided to give them two more months. So July 15th is
15th,
now the deadline. So
that's not a deadline.
I'm really hoping that first of all, that the fact that they moved it back 2 months is a sign that they're paying attention, and that everybody calls their, if you're a U.S. citizen, call your member of Congress, or a U.S. voter, I guess, call your member of Congress and let them know that this is not okay. I don't know what to do if you're from other countries, if you're from Canada. I don't know what I think you just have to sit and watch us stew with this.
Yeah, and I think now Pandora is actually blocked in countries outside of the U.S.
I noticed that. I've had a number of emails from people.
I know, so no one can access it at all. So hopefully it's not the end. Hopefully there's a good outcome to all of this.
I hope so, too. That's really too bad.
It is really too bad.
Hey, moving on to Wakupa.
Wakupa, this is from Ben Gold. I actually went onto my Twitter account and I asked anyone if they had interesting links for today.
Now, why didn't you do that on Jaiku?
Because I have my Twitter feed now on Jaiku.
Oh,
so
I feel you're one of those.
I haven't quite managed it yet, Leo. I have to figure
out. Both worlds.
Yes, I know. And the thing is, I can't decide if, you know, I'm going to keep updating Twitter and then I have to update Jaiku at the same time. So I've got to figure out how to kind of streamline the process. There's so many different accounts. But I do like Jaiku, but I'm slowly getting into using it more and more and more. I'm actually hoping to put Jaiku on the City News website because it has all of the feeds attached to
it.
So that's something I want to do this week. I know. I really like it.
And you could do a City News group on Jaiku. We'll talk about that when the Jaiku finishes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when
the
Jaiku
finishes. There is a way to post to Twitter, Jaiku, and WordPress. And it's from our friends at Big in Japan. Do you know about EgorCast?
No.
EgorCast.com. You get an EgorCast email address, and you connect it up to. And you have You use WordPress, don't you? Or no, you use Moodle.
No, I use TypePad.
Or TypePad. I'm sure that they could add this to TypePad. So what happens is you can post to both your blog, your WordPress blog, Jaiku, and Twitter, all with one email. It also uses Jot, which is Big in Japan's cell phone thing. I guess I don't know exactly what Jot is. It's kind of cool. Do you know about Jot?
I don't know, Jot.
You call a number, and then it jots you. You speak. So you dial the number, see? 877-568, whatever.
Who'd you like to jot?
And then it says, who'd you like to jot?
PowerPoint to Acme Pipeline and thank them for the meeting.
And then you say who you're going to jot. And then it sends it to you or to whoever else you said. So this ties into Jot somehow. I guess you could jot Jaiku, which is really wild.
My head's going to explode, Leo.
Exploding!
It's exploding. Well, then you're going to love Wakupa, because what this allows you to do, if you'd ever want to do this, is to allow you to track your software, all the software that you use, and keep an online profile of that software that you can share with other people so they know what programs that you're using. I'm sure you use a lot of different programs, but I was just thinking this might be interesting because people ask me all the time what programs I use on my Mac for certain things. For instance, I'm always recommending VLC Player, which I love because it'll play almost any video file imaginable, and other great software. So it's kind of a fun kind of social networking site. I know, based on what software you're using on your computer. So
Does it know what you're doing, or does it just know what's on your hard drive? In other words, does it keep track of what you're using right now?
As far as I understand, it keeps track of what you're using right now, and it updates it every kind of 15 minutes.
I've got to add a Wakupa feed to Jaiku.
Yeah, we need a Wakupa feed on Jaiku that can transport.
Is there an RSS feed of your Wakupa?
I just got this from Ben, so I just looked at it briefly, but I loved it.
See, that's the key, is if anything that has an RSS feed, you can then port to Jaiku. So that's exactly the kind of thing you'd want on Jaiku. What software are you using right now?
But see, leave it. I bet you anything it has an RSS feed, because just the nature of how it's pulling information from your computer every 15 minutes and it's updating it automatically so people can get kind of a, you know, a feed basically of what software you're using. But I think for tech geeks, this is, I mean,
I'm going to do it. I'll tell you what, I will do it this week. I will set it up. And if there is a feed, I'll put it on Jaiku. So that'll be one more thing you can see. I'm basically, it's getting to the point where I'm completely naked. There's nothing, you know when I'm taking a shower, you know when I'm doing a podcast, you know what programs I'm playing with. It's crazy.
I know. Yeah, I find it a little crazy too, but I'm not as disturbed by it. Like when I talk to you and I talk to other people who are kind of in this environment and who use some of these different tools, you know, it just seems totally normal. But when I go to the, what I want to call the outside world and start to talk to them about Twitter and Jaiku and everything, they look at me like I'm crazy.
They think we're nuts.
They can't,
Oh, I went to my tumble log and it made noise. Sorry.
That made me sound like, feel like I was crazy, Leo. I don't know what that sound was.
I'm trying to take this stupid video.
They look at you
off.
Like you're bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you are bizarre, except that in this world that we live in, the Web 2.0 world, you're normal.
I know.
But that's why you and I are starting to do this. We're calling them straights.
They're straight.
Hold on a second. Hold on, noise. Thank you. That was like our goodbye. The reason is that my tumble log, and I want to go to it because we're going to go to David Karp now. My tumble log has two things that play automatically on it, and I've got to get rid of them. One of them is this, the live stream on Ustream, and the other one is, and I'm annoyed about it, this Will Ferrell, the landlord. Let's get David Karp on. What do you say?
Let's do it.
I don't know if he lives online like you and I do, but he is on Skype right now, so we're going to call him. David Karp is with Davidville. He's a web designer and created this incredible, I think, incredible platform that's getting better all the time. Hey, David, welcome to Net at Night.
Leo, how are you?
Great. Say hi to Amber MacArthur.
Amber,
hi,
how are you doing?
Great.
So this is the David Karp, right?
This is the David Karp.
Because I just added it. I just looked you up and added it. And I thought, well, I hope, you know, there are two David Karps in New York. I hope you're the one.
This is E. Yeah, you got it right.
So tell us about, you're a web designer. Is that your background?
Yeah. I've been developing websites for a few years now in New York City.
You did Channel Federator, which we love, as you know.
We did, yeah. So we do a lot of client projects. And for the first time, really in 2007, we've started getting into our kind of internal projects. Our first one was actually sendduit.com, which is a file sharing website.
Which I love.
Yeah, just really simple way if you ever need to, you know, get a file through a firewall, if it's too big for email, if, you know, AIM isn't working. Really clean, quick way to send a file. And more recently, which is getting a decent amount of attention, is Tumblr.com, which is a first service for tumble logging.
Yeah, but
which
you
is
know
not
what
something we invented, but is this kind of cool movement in the blogosphere right now.
If you start the kind of the canonical tumble log, the first ever was Projectionist, and it's
certainly the one that stole our hearts. And you know that was the one we saw it probably 15-16 months ago. It's actually been around for a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah.
And it was just it was something we wanted so badly to be able to do that.
I have for a long time. In fact, I've talked to Merlin Mann. I said we've got to do a Twit tumble log. And we both looked at Osimoto, which is a Ruby on Rails tumble log platform. I think Projectionist is based on it. I'm not sure. But and we could not get it working because you have to use a special. You can't use Apache. And it's
it's a very tricky format. It's certainly infrastructure wise, much more intense than something like a blog, CMS.
Right.
So, and it was something we knew if we just got the design right, if we just nailed the interface,
nailed it.
It's wicked, isn't it? I mean, it's just it's so insane to be able to just have something always on like that, something so engaging that you can just constantly push content to. And what you have is something where you're pushing 15 posts a day to instead of sitting down at the end of the day to like summarize an editorial post. I mean,
tell us what a tumble log is.
It's really blogging that favors short form encapsulated posts over long editorial posts. So, I mean, if you think about blogging as, I'm writing a magazine column, tumble logging is really more of just, keeping a scrapbook of, every neat thing you come across. I mean, we say it's really the easiest way to share things you, find, love, hate, and create. Anything you come across, it can be on the web, it can be, stuff that you shoot on your phone, whatever the content is, we catch it. And by kind of packaging the content as opposed to making, as opposed to giving you the big text box where you have to dump in the paragraphs and align the images, we just catch whatever you give us and toss it up there and try to make it look pretty. So, it's just a very kind of fluid way to, push content and share yourself on the web.
What do you think people are liking about it so much? Because I hear more and more people talk about it. Leo, you've talked about it for a while now.
Merlin has one, Kung Fu Grip, yep. GRIPPE.com. Mine is Tumble Leo.
Merlin was one of the first, yeah.
Yeah, he told me about it.
And it's great, isn't it? I mean, it's terribly fun when it's somebody, you know, when it's a like-minded person or somebody you think is interesting. It's just intensely fun. So I'm sorry.
No comments. No comments on it.
No. I was just curious because I haven't actually used it. I've seen lots of people who use the site, and it seems very cool. And of course, it's yet another thing.
We're getting a lot of people who have wanted to start blogs or have tried and failed. I mean, I've started probably three myself over the years. And I've tried to keep them up. The longest I ever kept up was on Blogger for, 3 months. And it's just a lot of overhead. It's a real commitment. And, the satisfaction is not immediate, right? I mean, it's like, all right, you need people to be reading it. People aren't going to be reading it unless you're, producing good content and updating it frequently. It's really tough. And it's not quite as, and it's fine if you're an editorial person, but I'm not, right? I mean, we keep the official Davidville blog for our company, but that's work.
And by the way, it's on WordPress.
It is. And by the way, WordPress is one of the greatest blog platforms out there.
So you're not competing with WordPress, really, or Blogger.
Absolutely not. No. And actually, I've heard those guys like us. I hope we get to talk to them soon. It's, again, two totally different worlds. The way we look at the web right now, on one end of the spectrum are the blog CMS tools, the real publishing tools. On the far other end of the spectrum, you have the kind of closed social networks like Facebook and MySpace, which, again, satisfy another, great desire for users to connect. But we see this as kind of satisfying that like middle 60%, right, of users who just want an easy way to share themselves on the web. It's an easy way to just get your stuff out there, to feel popular, to let people know what you're up to without sending out mass emails or aiming your friends. It's like one place to just say, hey, this is what I'm up to, or hey, I found this, hey, I created this. It's just very refreshing.
How would you describe your average user in terms of the people who are accessing the site? Because it looked like on the homepage that you had everyone from moms to sort of hardcore geeks.
Well, we've been very excited to see a younger demographic. I mean, that is young as in, young teenagers showing up. Right now we're webheads. We're still, in the early stages. And while we think we have, serious mainstream appeal, we're, basically people that are already living on the web. I think it's tough. We haven't even spent enough time to really, fully explore our community, but it's just so much.
I have to say, I think it's
right now.
I think it's the blogger of the 21st century. I mean, I really think it is the new platform. And by the way, it gets better all the time. The new dashboard is spectacular.
Isn't it coming along? So the recent update, I mean, anybody that was using it, we just launched this about a week ago now. We totally overhauled the UI on the publishing screen. So now it's just as much as it is a really, really easy place to, share content, to push content to your Tumblelog, now it's just as easy to follow what your friends are doing. And what it becomes is this almost always-on sort of chat room environment, just with,
It's gone social.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it fun? I mean, it's a very cool place where you can just sort of live and hang out because, if your friends are doing it, it's just insanely fun content to digest. It's terribly fun, following. I've got, 20 of my friends on there now who are pretty active Tumblelloggers. And it's just terrifically fun to see what everybody is up to all the time.
You're going to make me want to go sign up right now.
Give it a shot. At the very least, it's like no commitments. The registration will take you 30 seconds.
It's very simple.
You'll get the thing.
It's free.
You can toss up some photos. Yeah. It'll do it automatically for you. If you're already on Flickr, if you're already on Delicious or Dig, you just give them your username for those sites and it'll just suck in your content.
Same thing with Twitter, by the way. It'll aggregate your Twitter feed. So if a lot of what you do is on Twitter, it'll go in. I turned that off. I presume it would work I was doing too much on Twitter. I presume that any RSS feed would work too.
Any RSS feed, and you can choose how it's imported.
So Jaiku would work also.
Absolutely.
Although I could
create it. Actually, it's funny. We get a lot of people that start by importing their Twitter feeds and then realize like, they're not so crazy about the stuff they're posting to Twitter, and they kind of want to keep that distant.
Well, I think there's a spectrum, and that's where I think this to understand the Tumblelog, you could kind of understand the spectrum of blogging, and I do all three. There's the microblog, which is a Twitter or a Jaiku, where it's 140 characters, it's a quick hit, and it's easy. Then there's the kind of the middle spectrum, which is where a Tumblelog is. There's no commenting. It's just really throwing up content as you see it. And it, by the way, I really, for people who don't understand or know about this, it's very. There are six different kinds of posts. There's text, which is just could be like a blog posting, a photo, a quote, a link, a chat, which is new, and video. And these can just go up. They're formatted
I mean, they're just containers for all the kinds of things that you come across in your life.
And there's
right?
a great bookmark link that you put on your bookmark bar, you know, whether it's Internet Explorer or Safari or Firefox. You press that button. You've gotten very smart in this about looking at the page I'm on and what kind of content I might want to add from that page. And you just say, go, and that's it. So that's kind of the middle ground. And then there's the longer prosy posts that I would put on Vox or you'd put on TypePad, Amber, where there's comments and it's much more thoughtful. And this is in the middle.
I'm actually laughing right now because I'm on the site on Tumblr and I'm looking at Wendy Boswell's Tumblog, and she has a post that says best Venn diagram ever. One side says times when I'm truly happy, and the other time says times when I'm wearing pants. So they haven't overlapped quite yet, but I could see how it can be a little addictive because it's so easy to post.
That's
content.
The idea.
I think that's what people want more and more is, you know, the simplicity and not having to invest a lot of time. Because I know when I post a posting to TypePad, I can literally spend, you know, 30 minutes to an hour trying to get my post right, and all I want to do is put up a stupid YouTube video.
Exactly. So this is for you. This is, and the thing is, you can have all three. I don't think that they're mutually exclusive.
Well, that's, I'm going to kill you.
Give it a shot, Amber. It's worth a shot.
It really is
so
fun.
Late.
But no, see, you have and this is what I found. And frankly, I was posting at first a bunch of times a day, and now I just post whenever I see something, and I tend to do stuff that's more like video or just wacky or fun or weird. And I just throw it up there when I see something and I don't feel obligated to when I don't.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I use Delicious a lot for that so that other people can see what I find online and what I like online. But it's just not very visual. It's just this long list of links, right? And whereas this is almost like in some ways it reminds me of just Delicious, but there's actually something visual to look
at. You see the content, yeah. Mine is Tumblio, TUMBLEO.com. You can have your own, and David, I've never figured out how to do this because I'm doing this weird frame refresh thing, but you actually make it possible for people to have a dedicated name, and you don't even charge for that. How are you going to make money on this thing eventually?
Well, we're running it really lean at the moment.
Good,
You know, we're still at our core business. I mean, we're a software development company, so, you know, we're
it's an ad for how great you
are. We're paying
the
bills by, consulting for our clients.
Yeah.
So for now, we're going to keep this thing up for the bid. It's going to remain free. We're hopefully a couple months away from turning on pro accounts, which will, you know, bring some new features. Hopefully, I wanted to hint at the seventh post type, which will hopefully be showing up soon. You know, just make it more robust. I mean, we're really not looking at right now in the as kind of premium accounts exist on the web. It's really what you get for free are the baby versions, right? I mean, it's stripped down as soon as you
this is not,
you know,
stripped down.
Limit.
This is incredible. I mean, you get it all. It's incredible.
That's the idea. So, you know, we don't want to take anything away. So we're really looking at pro accounts as a chance to really invent and really, you know, go to the next level and do things that may be too expensive to do otherwise. Okay. And, you know, really offer something extra to the users.
You do a lot of hosting. I mean, if I post a video on here or a picture, you host it. So you
not video yet. We're
in
talks with our. Okay. Hopefully, we'll have a video partner very soon, and we're going to be able to actually catch uploaded videos. But
that's
right now, we're
I'm
really
embedding.
Just hosting images.
Right. Yeah.
And
I put a lot of my stuff up here. I love it.
How many people do you have using the site already?
We're measuring about 20,000 to 50,000 active users at the moment. I think we have, you know, 55,000 registered accounts. And you know, the coolest part though is the activity. You know, it's really exciting us to think, you know, if we ever reach, you know, once we're saturated, once we really see mainstream traffic, that the level of engagement of our users is just going to be huge. Because what we have are people that are on here all day posting, you know, 20 times from their phone, from their browser. I mean, Leo, as you were pointing out with the bookmarklet, you don't need to be on Tumblr.com, right? I mean, as you're browsing the web, you find something neat, you click the thing, and it, you know, is done. It happens in the background. So, you know, we're just seeing this great level of activity from our users. And it's kind of approaching transparency. It's almost just an auxiliary part to living your life and spending time on the web. It's very cool.
Amber's
cool.
Signing
I'm
up right now, I can tell. Yeah.
I know. I am signing up right now. I'm actually just thinking because in Ontario, where I live in Canada, the Ontario government just banned Facebook for government workers.
What?
And yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing? So that no government workers, and that's up to 65,000 people are government workers who live in Ontario, they can no longer go onto Facebook while they're at work. And it's kind of funny because I think there's so many more distracting sites out there, everything from MySpace to Twitter to, you know, what are they going to do? Keep banning all of these websites. But I just picture, you know, people finding out about sites like this and how fun and easy it is to, you know, take some time on your lunch break and check it out and do some posting.
It's really
it
remarkable.
Is addictive.
Yeah, you have some simple templates, but it's also very easy to customize it. You actually give people full control over that.
Oh, that's actually really cool. If you check out, there's a link to our blog from the homepage. You can see we try to feature some of the people that really customize their Tumble logs. We give you actually not only full CSS, but full markup control.
Right.
So people just tear these things apart and make these gorgeous, gorgeous themes. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a webhead, if you're into serious web design, you can really make these things look pretty.
And now there's a button called reblog. What's that?
So reblogging now, and this isn't fully realized yet. This is a feature we kind of is about halfway there right now. Imagine, Leo, if I seed something onto Tumblr, right? So you read my Tumblr log. I post something up there that you just think is fantastic. Right now on the current web, you have a couple options. You can rip, let's say it's a really cute photo. You can rip the photo and host it yourself and share it on your Tumblr log and,
right,
you know, point a link back to me.
Right.
You can, you know, just send a straight link back to me, or you can leave a comment on my page and say, you know, LOL or whatever it is. We don't think there's anything particularly rich about any of those experiences. So what we wanted to create was this notion of, okay, somebody brings something into the network. I think that's awesome, so I reblog it. Right? It's a very deliberate action that says, I like this, so I'm going to share it on my Tumblr log also. Because, I mean, that's the notion of what these things are. They're a place to find neat things that I come across. So I grab it from tumblio.com, or you grab it from davidslog.com, and there it shows up on Tumblio, and it gives me credit for it. And then when somebody discovers that, because let's say you have many more readers than me, and I believe that's true, a bunch of people discovered on Tumblio, 100 more people reblog it, I still get original credit for it, and you get credit for having shown it to those 100 more people. And what we'll have are these nifty interfaces that we're building now where you can literally track the viral nature of content on our network. And hopefully soon off our network. So we're very excited about that feature. We think it's a big piece to, and because we're trying to design comments as, you know, something much more rich than they currently exist on the web, which are really not a very engaging experience. The idea that, you know, this kind of weird one-way conversation exists at the bottom of a permalink page. Not so engaging. So we think that it's going to be a multi-part solution, and reblogging is part of that. That's, you know, instead of the comment that is just LOL, instead of just ripping the photo, it's a way of saying, yeah, I like this too.
Right.
And it's quick, right? You click reblog and it just happens.
I think there's a lot of very interesting stuff going on. It's a much more modern platform than any other blogging platform I've seen. And I think certainly...
Really appreciate it, Leo.
Yeah, the thing is, it was great when it started, and it's just gotten better and better and better and better. So
it's our baby. We're loving it. I mean, at the end of the day, this is something we really built for ourselves. And, you know, we're just loving it, and we're living on these pages. So, yeah.
Well, it scratched an itch I had. I've wanted to do a Tumblr log for a long time, and this made it possible. Thank you, David Karp.
Leo, thank you so much for having me. Amber, nice meeting you.
TUMBLR.com. Look for Amber's new Tumblr log.
TUMBLR. Guys, thanks so much.
Take care. Take care, David.
Bye.
Look for Amber's new Tumblr log any day now.
Will do.
I know she's going to do one. Bye-bye. Thanks,
bye,
David. Oh, that is so funny. Have you actually signed up now for it?
I haven't signed up yet, but I'm definitely going to. And I didn't think anyone could talk as quickly as I talk, but I think I just met my match.
You can see his enthusiasm just shines, doesn't it?
I know. He needs one of those bubble videos on the website, because that would make me sign up if I saw him right away.
Hi, I'm David, and I want to tell you about Tumblr.
He's great.
As I said, it's Merlin Mann who introduced me to this, and Merlin's got a great Tumblr log, Kung Fu Grip. If you go to Tumblr.com, you'll see a number of really good ones right on the front page. And I just think it's very interesting. It fills a need that is not, because there's no comments, it's not a blog exactly.
Yeah.
Something kind of different.
What is Merlin's blog again, Leo?
KungFuGrip.com. Nice. KungFuGrip.com. And it's very personal. You know, Merlin has 18 different websites. I don't know how he finds time to do all of this, but that's his medium. You know, mine is podcasting. His is really the blog. And
blogging,
he's so good at it. Although he's kind of pretty good podcaster too, I might add. You've got to listen to last week's Mac Break Weekly. Oh my God, we lost control. It was so funny.
We have to have him back on again.
Oh yeah, that's a guaranteed.
That's a guaranteed.
Are you ready to talk about Jaiku?
Let's do it.
This, I don't know. It's like 4 a.m. there. I'm gonna call and add in, and I don't know how to say their name, so I'm just gonna guess. Petteri Koponen and Jiri Engström, who are from Helsinki. They are the founders of Jaiku, and we're going to call them in right now. Starting with, is it Petteri?
It is.
I said it right.
Yeah.
And how do you say your partner's name?
You say it, Yuri.
Yuri. Hey, Yuri.
Hey, Leo.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Amber.
This
Hi is
there.
Yuri. Hi, Amber.
Pateri says Yuri has a California accent. I think you're right. Did you spend some time in the States, Yuri?
That's right. Yeah, I grew up in our part of my life in San Diego.
Oh, well, there you go.
You do have a California accent.
He looks like a surfer, too. So whose idea was Jaiku?
Well, I think it was sort of both of us came together and figured out we'd both been thinking along the same lines. And it sort of just emerged from that. We were sort of, looking at what's happening in the mobile and realizing that's going to be huge, the way people want to share their life using their mobile phones, and that there really wasn't a service out there on the web that really enabled them to do that at that point.
By the way, Pateri tells me his job right now is to manage the servers in case we suddenly send a million people to Jaiku all of a sudden.
I just saw that on Jaiku.com. That's Jaiku.com. Leo, we like to break sites once and again, now and again.
Well,
so
I have to apologize to these guys because it was Easter.
Well, Leo sort of has a track record on that.
I didn't mean to do anything bad. It was Easter Sunday, or Easter Sunday weekend. Actually, I think it was a Friday. And I had decided on some good advice that I should probably not be such a presence on Twitter just because of the confusion between that and Twit. And I had already signed up for Jaiku in December of that year, and I knew about Jaiku. When I signed up, though, you guys were more of a kind of cell phone focused.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. We started off with building a mobile client and then sort of built the web and the back end sort of around that. So we definitely started off with a strong mobile angle.
What was your original thought? Was it, you call it presence.
Yeah, it sort of grew from this idea that, you know, your mobile phone has a list of all your contacts, but when you bring that up, all it has is a list of names. Whereas on IM, you know, everyone's already gotten used to the idea that you can see whether those people are online or not. But you really couldn't do that with the mobile phone. So that's what we started off with. And pretty soon we realized that the most interesting part of that was actually, you know, the presence lines or the short posts that people were posting to each other, because those generated conversation. And that's how Jaiku grew up into this, what you see today at present, which is a sort of full-blown microblogging service.
You must have seen Twitter. I mean, Twitter was also emerging at the same time. Was that some of the inspiration for this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Twitter, I don't know exactly which was first. I think we pretty much started around the same time. And
there's others, definitely. Too. There's Groover and Dodgeball, which Dodgeball's Google now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good friends with Dennis, one of the founders of Dodgeball. So yeah, we've been, you know, sort of looking at this stuff for quite a while. And I think that it's like with Twitter, you know, just a bunch of people came up with the same idea around the same time, and it tends to happen when you have something new that comes out.
Yep.
One thing I really love about Jaiku, and I just started using it in the past week, is the ability to add all of your feeds, because it really helps if you have a lot of different blogs or Flickr account or whatever it might be to kind of centralize information in one place. Why did you guys decide to do that? Because I know there's other sites that don't allow you to actually
Yeah, Twitter does not do that at all. Mm. Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I guess, you know, we sort of thought about it and we realized that people are already doing stuff on other services. And it's like, you know, we felt like there wasn't really one place where you could sort of easily connect all your different activities online and you know, just generate one stream where people could then sort of carry on a conversation that sort of revolve around themselves, you know, no matter what they happen to be doing, whether it was a new song that they were listening to on Last.fm or whether it was a new post they posted on their blog, whatever, you know, just sort of having one place where people could, you know, follow each other.
That's exactly what I like about it. And that's I guess what you've really done is you've seen what presence, you kind of expanded your concept of what presence means. So initially, presence was I'm on the phone or I'm not on the phone, or thanks to the capabilities of the Nokias, or I'm at home or I'm at work or wherever I am, the Nokia knows and I can label it and then it will know from then on. By the way, the Nokia client's amazing. If you're using a Nokia phone, the S60 client's fantastic. But then you've elaborated. Now presence doesn't just mean what I'm doing with my phone or where I am. It can mean what I've just posted on my blog or my Tumblr or what I'm, as you say, what I'm listening to. So your presence becomes a much more, a rich stream of everything that you're doing.
Right, right. And what we're seeing actually on Jaiku is, you know, each one of those posts is actually a potential start of a new conversation.
That's what I like, because you've got commenting. Comments. Yeah, you've got commenting. Right. Yeah.
And one thing I am curious about is that you guys are located in Finland. How did the site become popular both in the U.S. and elsewhere?
Well, you know, we've just recently launched this thing in the U.S. We sort of grew out of Europe, and we're just now starting to expose Jaiku in the U.S. So, you know, like we're in the process of getting a U.S. short code set up for the SMS traffic. And really, so, you know, it kind of took us by surprise, too, because, you know, maybe we weren't expecting the U.S. to pick up on this so quickly. But it just turns out that, you know, you guys in North America, not just the U.S., it's
Canada, too. You know, thank you.
You're just the quickest to it, no matter what it is on the web nowadays, I think.
I think Amber and I are actually the main reason for that. Just solely, just the two of us alone. It's really fun.
That is true.
Yeah, it's really fun to discover new Web 2.0 stuff. And we sign up, Amber and I both sign up probably for half a dozen things. In fact, as I said, I signed up for Jaiku.
But you almost know right away, I think within a couple of weeks, if there's going to be, it's going to be something that you use for a while. Because
right.
Remember, Leo, we were actually talking on Net at Night, and I signed up while we were on the show. And then within 10 minutes, I kind of knew that Jaiku, wow, this is, you know, got some pretty amazing features and stuff that I would really, you know, like to use. And I think I'm even exploring things kind of as time goes on as well, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think you're still like our... probably the most popular user who never actually posted a single post because she had like over 50 comments and just joined Jaiku.
Yeah, all she had to say was join Jaiku, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, you can blame that on Leo.
That's the Amber effect, I tell you. So one of the things that I think where you diverge with Twitter is clearly Ev, and we talked with Ev a couple of months ago about Twitter. Ev has decided to keep it very simple, very just basic. There's no commenting. There's no feeds. It's just, you know, what are you doing right now? You're making a much richer stew. It's, I guess, a difference in philosophy. Are you concerned that Jaiku maybe, and I think maybe it's true that Jaiku was a little harder for me to understand right up front because there was so much going on. Does that concern
right.
you?
I guess, you know, what we're really shooting at here is to enable a better conversation. So, and that sort of involves threaded comments, for instance, it also involves this idea that, you know, you should be able to spice up your messages with the little icons that we provide, and
I love those,
you know,
icons.
We're really into the idea that, you know, this stuff is about something that is always there with you. It's very ubiquitous. You know, people will, you know, I post to my blog maybe once a week. I might post photos once a day, but you know, I'm on Jaiku at least once an hour. So it's really important for that not to be too intrusive in your life. So that's why we went with this mobile client, which doesn't spam you with the SMS traffic that at least I get a lot of when I switch on SMS on,
right.
on services like Jaiku and Twitter.
Yeah, Jason Calacanis was complaining about his $300 mobile bill because he got, you know, thousands of Twitter SMSs.
Oh, no.
Didn't realize that he was paying for each one of those.
That's great.
I don't use SMS at all. I didn't with Twitter, and I don't use it with Jaiku. That wasn't what attracted me. And in fact, if you're a U.S. user, I think it's true in Canada somewhat, that because you don't have a short code for North America, it's a little more tricky to use SMS with Jaiku. I know you're getting a short code, though.
Yeah. It should be a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
One thing that I think we ask all of the people who come on and are talking about Web 2.0 sites is, how do you guys plan to keep the site up and be able to actually make money off of it if you're going to keep it free?
Well, right now the site's just basically ad supported, you know. So and obviously you need a lot of users to actually make that into a viable business. So we want to keep the basic service free. I mean, that's definitely foundation for this thing, but we see a lot of opportunities to monetize, especially when we get into the mobile angle. So I don't know, Petri, are you online? You want to say a couple words about what we have, you know, the plans we have?
Oh yeah, tell us. I'm excited.
tell us.
Okay, yeah. I'm still online.
Yes, as you mentioned, we want to keep the basic service free. However, the mobile services are usually a bit easier to monetize than the pure web-based services. As we open the short codes in different countries, we will get also the ability to use premium SMS for charging users. So premium services and transaction-based services are quite a natural addition to our current current offering. And of course, advertising, especially mobile advertising, is pretty interesting. We're just figuring out how to do it in a non-intrusive and, let's say, a nice way to our users.
I have to tell you, I would pay 10, 20 bucks a month for this service. I think that's another way that you could go. I find it so valuable and so much fun. But as you know, and we've talked and we've emailed back and forth, there are some things that I think you guys need to do, among others, is better comment handling, because the comments can overwhelm the page.
Right. Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah, absolutely. I think, like, looking into the future, the interesting thing about, you know, services like Jeku is and this sort of harks back to the mobile client, which is still a minority of our users.
Oh, but I
think
it.
It has a lot of potential.
I wish everybody were using this, because then I would know when my friends are nearby. I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah, you know, that stuff, it's eventually emerging, and it provides a lot of cool stuff, because basically you're acquiring this knowledge base of all this places you've been to and things you've done and, you know, who you've met, all the stuff that Jeku is basically recording about your life. And, you know, you own that data on our service, right? So perhaps in the future, you know, once you've acquired that for a while, you'll find ways to sort of go back and find out interesting things about yourself.
What other uses do you see for something like Jeku? Because I always think it's interesting, you know, we're kind of the early adopters, we're testing it out, and we're sort of saying, hey, I'm doing this, I'm here, really simple information. But down the road, what do you think it will be used for the most?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things is the channels beta that we just are rolling out now, which is basically so that a lot of people, multiple people, can post to the same stream. So, you know, it all talks to this angle of a conversation that people really want. I think the driver why people are, you know, announcing what they are doing is basically because we all need attention. and so, you know, that's the reason why people use these services. And the best way to get attention is to create this conversation around yourself. And, you know, so the stickiness is generated by the commenting. And I think a lot of new things will sort of emerge from that. Like we're just partnering with a television channel here that's starting to use Jeku as part of their sort of media mix for shows like this.
Marco.
Comedian.
Who is this Marco guy?
Marco is the Borat, you know, the Finnish
that's
Borat.
That's what I thought.
At first, I thought
he was real because I'm not quite getting the cultural stuff, and then suddenly I realized, wait a minute, this guy's a goofball.
So what does he do? Sorry, I don't know. I'm not familiar with him. What is he doing?
You should add Marco to your friends, your contacts on Jeku.
So there's this Eurovision Song Contest happening in Helsinki this week that basically all of Europe is going crazy about. It's kind of like the American Idol, but it's been around for longer.
That's how ABBA became famous. They won the Eurovision Song Contest. Yeah.
Exactly. So So basically this guy is just making a big goofball of himself in front of all these television cameras.
It's so funny, I have to say. That's one of the things I do like about this is it's very international in flavor and actually mostly Scandinavian. Although I understand that you got quite busy during the French elections, that the French presidential elections became a real gathering point for Jeku.
Yeah, that's true. And we're sort of, you know, it's like with any other service, we always see these spikes whenever something big is going on. So, you know, I think I don't know if it'll be our strong point, but I certainly would hope it is the localization aspect, just because we are an international team. We need to deal with these issues of language. You know, they're just a part of like the stuff we do every day. So we're really aware of the fact that a lot of people on JICA would prefer to use it in their own language, which is not always English.
That's fine with me. In fact, it's kind of fun to see the Finnish posts pop up.
That's what I like about it as well. I think it's really cool.
And you know, I'm just wondering if you know, for instance, there's the map on the front page, but as soon as you log in and create an account, you no longer see this map. It's like Twitter Vision. It's a globe, and you really see the global aspect of this. I'd love to see that somewhere on JICA after you create an account.
Right. No, that's a good point. It's something that we've been told by a lot of people, actually.
That's so cool.
So we're just working on some new improvements that I think you'll like.
I think part of the problem is this has become so big so fast, and I get the feeling it's a small team. By the way, we want to say hi to Andrew, who's listening in New Zealand.
Yeah, hey, Andrew.
Andrew's the poor guy who got the brunt of the Leo invasion on that. I guess it was middle of the night for everybody. But so thank you, Andrew, for doing that. So how many people are working? How many people are JICA? Is it just a few of you? Or
we're seven at the moment. Actually,
wow.
We just hired Ralph on our latest addition to the team from Holland. And he's now started working on the IM integration that we think is a really important part to add to the mix. So yeah, we're seven at the moment.
Fortunately, though, and this happened with Twitter, if you get an audience of people who are excited about it, and you have an API that works, people do develop stuff, and there's some great stuff. Rick Meacham has done an incredible Google IG gadget for the iGoogle page. I use that. There's the wonderful Juhu. Or Yoohoo, I'm not sure how you say that.
Yeah, we don't know either.
I guess it's really Yoohoo, isn't it? And that's by Christian Monk, I should say. And he's open sourced that, and that's a great Mac client. I don't know if there's a similar Windows client for it. It's kind of like Twitterific, but and these things are important to the ecology of it too, aren't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, so we just set up this channel on JICA called DevKu, which is basically outlet for our developer community to, you know, for everyone to share what they're working on currently. And it's been nice to see that pretty lively. But it also, it's like you said, it brings us a lot of requests and you know, we're at a moment where we're
I'm sure you're overwhelmed.
Basically focusing on trying to make this thing scale.
Right.
And adding new features is an important thing. But you know, it's like with us, we have actually, a part of our team is working on the mobile stuff. So when you think seven, we're all guys, so seven guys. So two of us are focusing on the mobile clients,
right?
Which leaves five to do all the rest. So we're kind of betting on that. And, you know, we're using a Jabber backend server, and it's really nice because we're seeing a lot of opportunities to interconnect with different services out there. We're talking, you know, Second Life, all these virtual worlds. You know,
very cool.
This is basically a way to just, you know, bring all the stuff that's happening online to people's pockets when they're out in the real world. And that's really, really cool.
Well, I think Nokia should be giving you lots of money because the Nokia client, and I'm using it on an N95 now, really brings this thing to life, and it's easily the best way to use JICA. It's just, I'll have to show you, Amber, the next time I see you. Just, it's really neat to see it, how it works in person. It's just, it's fantastic. Is Nokia a partner with you? I know they're in Helsinki.
Yeah, Nokia is based in Finland, and I used to work at Nokia before. I left the company to found JICA. So yeah, we have close connections there, and it's nice to see quite a few people over at Nokia are starting to use JICA now, and it's, you know, clearly getting better known inside the company.
Well, you tell them I bought an N95 specifically because it supported the JICA client, which is absolutely,
I'll tell them that.
Which is absolutely true. It sold me on the Nokia platform.
But we definitely, you know, we're not betting on Nokia. We want to make sure that we have clients available on all different platforms.
Amber has a BlackBerry Pearl. How long before she can run the same thing on a
Pearl? Yeah, good question.
Well, I think someone already wrote a simple Java client for the BlackBerry that at least should let you post. So you should check it out on devku.org. We'll be posting an update of the new applications there in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's a mob.
Every time
mob
I go to Jaiku, I find I'm posting something different, or I'm adding another feed, or you know, that's what I like about it. It is sort of something that's evolving.
Guys, we've got to run. We're out of time. It's so great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk again, Yuri and Petri. Say your name, Petri.
Petri.
Petri. Yuri and Petri. It's been great. I learned about Vapu from you. And
awesome.
And I'm just really enjoying being a part of this Jaiku community. It's a really fun community. I invite others to join us. My Jaiku handle is Chief Twit. So you can see my postings at chieftwit.jaiku.com. And by the way, we now know how to pronounce it. It's Jaiku. We've heard it from the horse's mouths, so to speak.
Yep.
Amber is ambermac.jaiku.com. And we have a Twit channel on there. If you go to jaiku.com/channel/twit, you can see, that's where I'm posting kind of Twit announcements. And that's become very useful. And I can see for conferences and events, a channel would be such a great metaphor. Guys,
thanks so much, guys.
Thanks a lot.
So great to talk to you. All the best. Keep up the good work. I love Jaiku. I love you, man. You guys are great.
We have to go to Finland now, Leo.
Well, now, you know, I've been to Finland. I've been to Helsinki. It's a beautiful city. I actually love Finland. I love all of Scandinavia. I know you love Sweden. The one place I haven't been is Norway, and I hear that's the most beautiful of them all. So,
gotta go.
We gotta go back. Amber, it's been fun. We didn't have time to take calls tonight, and I apologize to our friends on TalkShoe, but we will do that next time.
Yeah, let's take a bunch of calls next time. Maybe we can, you know, devote 20 minutes or so.
I think we've got the Ustream guys on next time to talk about Ustream.tv, which is...
That would be fun.
We never run out of stuff. There's so much interesting stuff going on.
I know, and I got to get better bandwidth.
You sound fine, but we do want to see you, too. We want to make this a TV show, basically. That's where we're going with this. And we're pretty darn close.
That's where we're heading, so we can actually do our, you know, our whole tech show together, Leo.
We missed doing Call for Help. Yeah,
so I know.
This is how we're slowly working our way back to Call for Help.
We'll get there.
I tell you what, for all the people who are on a talk show who didn't get a chance to talk tonight, you know, we always end the show with one big goodbye. So let's do that right now. I want to remind everybody you can hear the unedited feed on TalkShoe.com right now. It's up immediately. And then, of course, our podcast goes up on twit.tv on Tuesday nights. You can subscribe to that through iTunes or other podcatching clients. Amber is at ambermac.com. That's her blog. And don't forget to watch her on City News International. She does the WWW reports at citynews.ca/international and her new TV show. You've got, what, 3 episodes done now?
Yeah, we're working on our 4th episode this week, and it will be on iTunes on Friday. So it's citynews.ca/webnation.
Or
so
just
people can subscribe there.
Just go to jaiku.com, ambermac.jaiku.com, and when there's a new show up, it appears on Jaiku magically.
Magic.
I love that because now I know when you've got a new WWW episode up. And
I know.
That's why
I'm liking it more and more all the time.
Cool. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very good evening. Thank you for joining us, and a good night from Net at Night.
Don't know why I can't sleep. 3 a.m. 43 degrees. TV's on, watching tech TV. Another blue screen of death. I got your email address from the hyperlink on your MySpace. Asked for a Gmail invite and you replied the next day. How are you? How's it going? Everybody says hello. Call for help, yeah, we miss you. You're so popular, you know. Everybody wants to be with Amber. Everybody wants to be like her. Everybody's surfing in.